Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Disturbing details have come to light in the case of a murdered Cheyenne woman whose body was transported to Park County. Joseph Underwood, 45, had his preliminary hearing Friday afternoon in Laramie County Circuit Court with Judge Denise Na presiding. Underwood was originally charged with first-degree murder, first-degree sexual assault, stalking, and two counts of applying pressure on the throat or neck. At the hearing, Na dismissed Underwood's sexual assault charge for lack of probable cause. His Park County charges were also dropped due to the Laramie County charges. Underwood is accused of murdering Angela Elizondo, 40, of Cheyenne. He told investigators that he and Elizondo argued on the night of November 1st, 2019, but then he blacked out. When he regained consciousness, she was dead. He told investigators that he probably had killed her. He then proceeded to have sex with the corpse. He then, for reasons unknown, transported the body to Park County, where she was found just south of Cody. Underwood remains in jail while the case proceeds. Two women were arrested Thursday after leading police on a high-speed chase through Cheyenne. Officer David Inman says it all started around 6 p.m. when an officer spotted a vehicle with a cracked windshield in the 1900 block of Central Avenue and attempted to stop it. The vehicle fled, reaching speeds up to 100 miles per hour. Eventually, the vehicle bottomed out in the 500 block of East 1st Street, where it almost struck a vehicle head-on. That's when police were able to finally get the vehicle stopped. A search of the car led to the discovery of half a gram of methamphetamine. The driver, 28-year-old Laramie resident Rochelle Martinez, was arrested and charged with possession of a controlled substance, third offense, eluding, reckless driving, and a broken windshield. Martinez's passenger, 39-year-old Cheyenne resident Michelle Quiles, was arrested on two warrants, one for failing to comply on an original charge of felony possession of methamphetamine, and the other for skipping court.
Drive safe. Keep back from the snowplow's track. Challenges are created when motorists share the road with snowplows. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. When you encounter a snowplow, be visible. Turn on your headlights. Slow down. Keep to the right side of the road. Don't pass. It's safer behind the plow. Be cautious. Plows create snow clouds. Watch for flashing yellow and blue lights. Stay back. The snowplow operator will let you pass. Drive safe this winter, and please buckle up.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Your pal Ace has all the supplies you need to get your yard ready for winter. Talk to the friendly staff at your Ace Hardware in downtown Powell.
The deaths of a married couple was ruled as a murder-suicide, authorities in southwest Wyoming said. Hunter Jeremy Sewell, 26, and Whitney Nicole Sewell, 29, were found dead in their home in Rock Springs on December 16th. They both died of a gunshot wound, a police statement said. Investigators said the following day that there were no signs of any immediate threat to the public and no one else was considered a suspect in the case. The determinations regarding the death were made in conjunction with the Sweetwater County Coroner's Office. Two people were arrested by the Wyoming Highway Patrol on January 22nd and now face multiple felony charges, including charges of conspiracy to deliver methamphetamine and a felony firearm charge. Brandon Betts and Laura Barber made their initial court appearance in Laramie County Circuit Court on January 23rd to hear the charges against them. Betts of Cheyenne faces four felony charges, including conspiracy to manufacture, deliver, or possess meth, possession with intent to deliver meth, felony possession of meth, and felony possession of a firearm. Laura Barber of California faces three felony charges. Police originally sought to pull over Betts' vehicle on I-25 for following too closely. He then left the highway and led police on a slow-speed chase for a short distance. When law enforcement got the car pulled over finally, they said they saw obvious signs of drug use.
This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.